Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday Tonic. Wow, praise God. It's another episode on Tuesday Tonic. I hope you've been listening to the previous episode. If you haven't, kindly go back and listen to the other episode. We've been talking about the miracles of Jesus, and we looked at several miracles that Jesus performed on earth. So today, we'll be concluding the series on miracles of Jesus. And today, I'll be talking to you about a particular miracle that has a foundation, okay, that has a key, rather, that once you use that key, you can unlock several miracles, okay? So join me. Let's look at the scriptures. So I'll be looking at the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Okay, so Jesus performed the miracle, the feeding of 5,000 and also feeding of 4,000. So there are two stories on Jesus doing the same thing and getting the same results. Okay, so let's look at the scriptures together. I'll be looking at Matthew chapter 14. Okay, the miracle of 5,000. Read Matthew 14 from verse 17 to 20. They answered, "But all we have is 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But let me have them," Jesus replied. Then he had everyone sit down on the grass, and he then took the 5 loaves and 2 fish. He looked up into heaven, gave thanks to God, and broke the bread into pieces. He then gave it to his disciples, who in turn gave it to the crowds. Verse 20, and everyone ate until they were satisfied, for the food was multiplied in front of their eyes. Wow! In front of their eyes, the food was multiplied. They picked up the leftovers and filled up 12 baskets full. Praise God. So I read the TPT translation. I'll be reading the second story, which is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 15. I'll read from verse 34. I'm reading the King James Version. And Jesus saith unto them, "How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave it to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Verse 37. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. Praise God. Wow, 2 stories that showed how Jesus, just by giving thanks, multiplied what he had. So there are some things I picked out, okay, in the 2 scriptures we just read. There were similarities, things I saw that Jesus did with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He did the same with the 7 loaves and fishes. So I picked out those points. And I want to share with us today. So one of them was, Jesus asked the disciples in both accounts. He said, "What do you have? What do you have? Bring what you have." So for the 5,000, okay, which was five loaves and two fishes, they just had that 5 loaves and 2 fishes. For the 4,000 that was fed, they had 7 loaves. And few fishes, and Jesus told them, "Bring it." So I believe that whatever you have, okay, this is showing us, it is telling us that whatever you have, no matter how small, no matter how insignificant it may seem or it may look to you, Jesus is asking you, "Bring it to me. I am able to make that thing that looks insignificant, that looks small, that looks broken, that looks impossible, I'm able to do something out of it. I'm able to make something big out of it. So he asked them to bring what they had, and so they brought it to Jesus. Second thing I noticed was that Jesus asked the crowd to settle down. So on both accounts, he said he made the multitude sit. So that goes to show that Jesus expects us to be in calm, to be at peace, not to worry. Okay, so he asked the multitude to sit, because when you are seated, okay, you are relaxed. There's this, you are in this state of relaxation. Okay, everything, your nerves, everything is relaxed. You are at a point, at a posture where you are ready to receive. So he asked them to be calm. So when you are sitting, you know, when people are sitting down, there's this, yes, there's calmness that comes with it. Okay, you are not running helter skelter. You are not there's no chaos. There's peace. There's calm. So Jesus asked them to be calm. So it means that when we face those challenges, be it health challenge, be it financial troubles, be it business not booming, be it career and challenges, whatever it is, Jesus is saying to you this evening, stay calm. Sit down. I have something to say to you. I have something to do for you. But you can only hear me clearly and see clearly when you are at rest. Did I hit home? So if you've been running around, if you've been worried about what next you're going to eat, how this bill is going to be paid, what is going to happen, what your children are going to do, how they're going to school, how they'll eat, this health challenge, it seems as if nothing has happened. Jesus is saying to you, through me to you today, be calm, sit down. So the third thing I noticed was that Jesus gave thanks. That's why I said it's simple. This seems very simple, and it's something that we usually ignore, but it's simple. Jesus gave thanks. He gave thanks to the Father. He acknowledged the Father. He had something in his hand. What he had in his hand was so little, so insignificant. In fact, one of the accounts, I think it was in Mark or Luke, the disciple said, what is this among so much? What can this do? 5,000 people. How do we intend to use 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 men? That's totally impossible. But Jesus thought of something here. If you want to see miracles, if you want to see things happen for you, give thanks. Bring what you have. Stay calm. Now, when you are calm, you are expecting to hear from God. You are expecting a miracle. You are expecting an instruction. Then you give thanks. Oh, Father, thank you for what I have. Thank you that I am sick in my body, but I'm not dead. Thank you that my business is facing challenges, but I'm still in business. Father, thank you that my children are even out of school. I don't have money to pay their fees, but thank you that I have children. Thank you for this thing. Thank you for that thing. Thank God for what you have. That seemingly insignificant or small thing in your hand, give God thanks for it. Jesus looked up to heaven. He acknowledged the Father and he gave thanks. So are you acknowledging God in that situation? Are you giving thanks or you're busy complaining? Today, switch and start giving thanks. You can give thanks in different ways. You can give thanks by acknowledging God in the time past, the things he had done for you in the past. You can give him thanks for that. You can give thanks in songs, worship, in a dance, whatever. However you choose to give him thanks, but ensure you give God thanks. For that challenge, give God thanks. So Jesus gave thanks. Another thing I noticed was that Jesus gave them back. After he had given thanks, he gave it to the disciples. So when he gave it to the disciples began to share it and it multiplied. It multiplied right before their eyes. So when you give God thanks, when you bring that thing you have in your hand, when you bring that situation to Jesus and you give him thanks, you acknowledge the Father and you give thanks, there's a return. Now what you receive is because you're in a posture of calmness, you're in a posture of rest, and you begin to receive instruction for the business, what to do, who to call. That health challenge, you receive a miracle. You receive something. Why? Because you have given thanks. So Jesus is teaching us that when you give thanks, he answers. When you give God thanks, there's a response. So the response can come in a different way from what you're expecting. But because you are in a state of rest and in a state of expectation, you will get something. Also, the last thing I noticed was that as they got it, as it entered into the hands of the crowd, it was multiplied. So what it means that thanksgiving multiplies whatever you have. If you have one, you give thanks to God, it becomes 10. So start giving thanks. It was multiplied. That little was multiplied. Jesus gave thanks, gave it to the disciples. Immediately entered into the hands of the crowd. He multiplied right before their eyes. So right before your eyes, that impossible situation would change. The same you who was crying and saying, Lord, how will this bill be paid? Lord, this sickness has lingered for so long. The same you who was saying, oh, I can't pay my children's fees. The same you who was saying, oh, I've been married for many years, no children. The same you that was crying and saying, this health challenge seems as if it's getting worse. The same you would come back and say, Father, I didn't believe that you could do this. The same you would say, wow, this kind God I never see before. You know, you, in short, songs of praises, rejoicing. You know, you'll be so glad because right before your eyes, you saw the situation change. You saw that relative that was in coma and was certified almost as, you know, almost dead and gone. Right before your eyes, because you focused on the Father, because you began to give thanks, right before your eyes, you see that situation change. What joy that brings to our hearts. That you saw an impossible situation that seemed impossible a month earlier, and the next month, it was as if nothing like that ever happened. That's the power of giving thanks. So today, I need us to give thanks in the next few minutes. Let's start thanking God. What is that thing you've been complaining about? What is that thing you've been talking to your friends about that you've not even spoken to God about? What is that thing you've been worried about? The Bible says that you cannot even add a cubit to your height. Even the hair on your head, you can't even add the head on your head. When one strand of hair falls off, God takes note of it. That's how detailed God is about us. So begin to give him thanks for that impossible situation. Give him thanks for that health issue. Give him thanks for you are even alive. Give him thanks for your children. Give him thanks for your family. Give him thanks for your business. Give him thanks for your career. You don't have a job. Give him thanks that you are even strong enough, qualified enough to have a job. Give him thanks you are not married. Give him thanks that you are even eligible to be married. Give him thanks for that situation that needs his help, that needs a miracle. Give God thanks. As you give him thanks, be expectant. Instructions will come. Direction will come. A miracle will happen. That health challenge will be changed. Whatever the situation is, you'll be able to testify in no short while. In no time, you'll be able to testify that the same God who I cried to, who I gave thanks to, who I took my challenges, took my issues to, took what I have and gave thanks, was able to help me. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you because you have taught us that when we bring what we have to you, we stay at rest, we are calm about the situation, and we give you thanks, focusing on you. We will get instructions. Our minds will be clear. Our hearts will be clear. Our ears, our eyes will be clear to see clearer, to receive faster. We have also learned that when we bring it to you in thanksgiving, we give thanks, it comes back to us in multiplied fold. Father, we thank you for those those who have listened and those who will be listening. Thank you for those who are having health challenges, those who are sick in their body. Father, I thank you that even as we begin to give thanks, that those health challenges give way in the name of Jesus. I speak to your body as you give thanks to God for your life, as you begin to give God for the things that are working, the parts of your body that are functional, that part of your body that needs healing receives healing now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give thanks for the businesses that are suffering. We give thanks for the careers that are stagnant. We give thanks for families that are in debt. Give thanks for those who are looking up to you for one miracle or the other. Father, I join my faith and I give thanks on their behalf. Thanking you that, Father, as we lift our voice to you in thanksgiving, that their lives will not remain the same. They will come back with testimonies because we saw what thanksgiving did for the 5,000 and for the 4,000. We thank you because we know you've answered. Blessed be your holy name. We give you thanks, Lord Jesus, for in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. I hope you had a good time today. I hope you learned one or two things today, that thanksgiving is powerful. So we'll see you next week Tuesday on Tuesday Tonic. I remain your host, Adanna Emele. Kindly share, follow, and like our podcast, and God bless you. See you next week Tuesday. Good night, everyone.